Mike, obviously you guys did not give up, but what occurred in that first period after you had such a good first shift?
They got on the puck a little bit, caused some chaos in front of our net. You got to give them credit for creating some havoc and, got a couple of bounces. But, obviously giving up five in the first doesn't really give you much of a chance.
I feel like in the opening period that everything was just kind of going your way against for a little bit, and then all of a sudden started to get better in the last half of the game?
There was quite a bit that didn't go our way tonight. Some of that was self-inflicted, and some of it just the puck wasn't bouncing our way. So definitely things we can learn from in that first. We fought, and too bad that fourth goal didn't count. 10 minutes left. Who knows what could happen?
What'd you see on that disallowed goal, Blake?
Well, Brian is he's going to the corner on a forecheck. I mean, the goalie's outside the blue paint. Obviously I'm biased, but I think he's got every right to that ice. And sometimes skates are going to hit. That's my opinion. I saw the replay just quick, so I. Not 100% if he was outside the blue paint, but if he was outside, it's a tough one to disallow.
Build on what you guys were able to do, though, in the final 40 minutes, getting that many shots in and around Riddick?
Yeah, I'll just shower this one off and move on.
How did you assess the first quarter of the season, Blake, for your overall?
I think the last little bit we've been where we want to be. I think our game is inching close to how we want it. We had to grind the first handful of games, first 10 or so games, and I think we're in a place now that we have a lot of confidence in what we do and in everyone's role, everyone's job, and we've been having quite a bit of success doing that lately.